say. Got the kind of love making me say. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Sharp mind.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me you're lying, girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Another edition of Sand City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling there as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Time, what's happening, dog?
What's cracking, dog?
Well, we chilling. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What up?
What up?
What up? What up?
Yeah.
No, don't do that. I knew he was going to start. See, you can't never do nothing with him. He just take it to a whole nother level. All right, y'all. What's going down, good people? Sin City Radio is on and we on and popping. All right, check this out, man. We're just going to jump right into this. All right, man. I want to know. Well, okay, before we go into the topic about the shooting incident, I want to go into the first topic that we got, the state of hip hop right now. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the state of hip hop real quick. Okay, Young Thug has an album cover where he's wearing a dress. Now, I don't know a lot of these rappers. I don't know who they are and shit like that, but a lot of these motherfuckers wearing these dresses and pouches and all this shit. I've seen R. Kelly put shit on before. I've seen Kanye put shit on before. What kind of fucking state? What kind of shit is that?
Man, it broke my heart when I saw Kelly's, man. I was upset, man. The shit really affected. That's my guy. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Come on, man. I was hurt, man. He looks like a little bitch.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure
I tell you one thing.
Go ahead.
Game went in on them motherfuckers, boy. He tore a bunch of motherfuckers. That motherfucker single he got. Man.
Oh, that's yeah, he killed them. All right, Miss Pimp, what's going on?
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
My energy today. It is hump day. Come on, y'all.
All right, let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you a serious question.
Right, man, before you ask.
Say.
Hold on, man, before you ask and bring in the life. Life, what's happening?
Good evening, everybody.
That's
what's that?
Miss Pimp, that's a
good morning, Miss Pimp.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Jump on bandwagon. Oh, I forgot y'all stick together around these parts.
Oh, wow. I said good evening and good morning. I did too.
Good riddance. All right, man, let me ask you, man. Let's say you got a son. And your son start, let's say your son start showing, you know, feminist shit. He a little bit, you know, he in touch with his feminine side. He become a rapper and he start wearing dresses and shit. Would you disown your kid?
Man, I'm not going to disown him, but... To show my disappointment, yes, I would definitely show my disappointment. I'm not going to disown them, but I would definitely show my disappointment. I mean, because, I mean, I know me. I'm not raising you like this. I'm not raising you to be no. And, man, it's just, I don't understand it, man. I mean, that got to be an embarrassment to your family, man. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we just too old school, man, but... I mean, it's just, to me, this is like you just going, like Young Thug, this motherfucker look like Raiden off Mortal Kombat. This dress he got on and this big-ass hat. I mean, this shit is just pathetic, man.
All right, well, what about the ladies? Y'all got a son who wearing skirts and shit. I mean, how do you approach your kid? I mean, y'all mothers, so y'all got that, you know, y'all a little bit more emotional than men are. Like, when men hurt, we let y'all motherfuckers, we let you know we hurt. You hurt the fuck out of me. We tell you. Women don't approach their kids like that. So how would you approach
your
son?
You love your kid regardless through the rain and the pain, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, to me, I think you're born that way. But others may have a different opinion. I don't think it's a learned behavior, but I think you're born that way. And you love your child no matter what. However disappointed that you may be, I don't think you would disown your child on the strength of that. I mean, if your child was born with Down syndrome or something, you're not going to disown your child simply because of that reason. It's no different to me. You love your child, regardless.
I understand that. I understand that. But now, let's get back to what we were talking about, hip-hop. I mean, does this have a place in hip-hop like that? I mean, can you respect a rapper that's wearing dress now, that's wearing eyeliner and makeup and all this shit? I mean, because hip-hop is like football. I mean... I understand everybody can be their own person, but that's just like football. What was the guy that was gay to play football?
For the Cowboys.
He was hot. He was hot. And when he kissed that man on TV when he got drafted, everything went downhill. And that's how hip-hop is. Hip-hop is...
Sam's. His name was Sam's.
Right. For a lack of better terms, hip hop is a man's thing. I mean, not to say that women ain't in it, but you know, it's when you hear I'm a rapper, what's the first thing you think? You might think of a conscious rapper like KRS-One. You might think of a gangster rapper like N.W.A. You might think of political rappers like Public Enemy. But you're never thinking of no motherfucker with no dress being gay. I'm just sorry, you just don't. Not when it comes to rap.
But is hip hop actually what it used to be? Is it even in the
no.
same category?
No, hip hop ain't what it used to be.
So can you even justify the two? Because we're talking about hip hop then versus hip hop now, or what they're making hip hop to be now.
Okay, but that's just like football. And once again, football. Look at David Beckham. This motherfucker singing sexual healing with a motherfucker coming up out the water, like he just finished sucking his dick. And no, Lord knows all the other gay shit he done did. But I mean, it's just I don't know. I mean, y'all might look at it one way, but I'm just like, that's just some shit I can't get into.
Neither can I.
So you're going to
I want to go back to what Ms. Pimp said. I don't think you're born like that. It's my opinion. I think you're taught that shit. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
I do know that.
All right. I think I see it. And I understand that, but man, let's keep it with it within the state of hip hop right now. We can't. Nobody knows for a fact if you're born like that or a motherfucker created it. We don't know, but we know in hip hop that it used to be frowned upon, but it's cool now.
It's cool because it's cool to come out now. So they were hiding themselves at one point, and now they don't have to.
And the people that are listening to hip-hop now are different than what they used to be.
I'm going this to the blues now. I'm done.
You about that age? It's about that time? Did you catch that shade?
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
All right, well, I was just curious about that. Now, moving on to the next topic. All right, I don't know who all seen the video. I'm hoping everybody saw the video. I posted the video. The situation is this. A guy catches girl cheating. He busts in the hotel room. He catches cheating. He instantly grabs his phone. He takes to Facebook Live. Now, he got the phone, and he's looking at dude. The old girl get up, she gets up, she's naked. She's walking out. I'm assuming she's walking to the bathroom to put her clothes on. Now, he's steady taunting dude. Dude pulls out a pistol, tell dude get the fuck away from him. Dude say, I don't give a fuck about your gun. Motherfucker, I'll beat your ass in blase, skippy, woo-woo. Okay, the argument escalates. Dude keep telling him, you better go on before I pop your ass. Dude takes a step up to him. He pops him. Now, by the way the video looked, it looked like he probably caught him in a lower region, like in his leg or somewhere around there. Now, the dude get the yelling and screaming. He's screaming, oh, oh. Oh, I wasn't gonna even do nothing to you. Oh, oh. Video cuts off. Now, my question is this. Was dude wrong for shooting him? Now, I'm gonna start with you, Delightful. Have you saw the video?
Nope.
Okay, well. Judging by what I just said, do you think he was wrong? Okay, we'll let you think about it.
Yeah, I really don't have an answer. I want to watch the video.
Okay, we'll let you think about it. Miss Pimp.
Okay. I've got to stay on mute. I've seen the video, and I think he should have went after his girl. I think he should have went after his girl and should not have said nothing to the dude because his problem wasn't with him. But then he kept saying to him, you know, you ain't going to do nothing. So, I mean, he just should have just stayed you know, handling his business with his girl and not saying nothing to the dude.
So he was wrong.
Do I think he was wrong?
Approaching the dude. Yeah.
He was wrong for approaching him all day. I think so.
So was old boy wrong for shooting him?
I kind of think he was wrong for shooting him too, but he kind of asked for it.
What? Look,
he didn't
have
to
wrong
shoot him.
Is what
I'm saying. I mean, he didn't have to shoot him.
He walked up on him.
He still didn't have to shoot him.
Okay. All right. Janine, you saw the video?
Yeah, I saw it.
Was he wrong for shooting him?
I think the whole video was a fake, so I think it was all made up.
Okay. Let's just say if the scenario was real, would it, the man have been wrong?
I mean, how did he get in the room in the first place? And
really?
Then if he walks up on him, then he deserves to be shot. He's telling him to sit, step back.
You
talking all
there this? There we go. There you go. That's what we want to hear. Okay. Even I mean, we just say it. I mean, if the regardless if the scenario was fake or real. I mean, if it was fake, then they scripted it. Then so be it. But the motive is, I mean, if a motherfucker ran up on a motherfucker like that, would he be wrong to get to shoot him?
No,
I mean, dude was talking a lot of
wrong.
Shit.
I don't think, you know, nobody should shoot nobody, but if he walking up on you, I mean, so that's self-defense. He told you to step back. I don't know why he in the room anyway.
Okay.
And the person he should have been talking to is her. And she running around there, or I don't know what the hell she was doing.
Well, it looks like she's trying to put her clothes on.
I don't know. It just didn't seem real to me.
Well, I got to disagree with you on that. That it looked like real gunfire that came out that gun.
Yeah, I saw a little spark.
Nah, that wasn't no sparks.
Uh-huh.
That was fire.
Yeah, okay.
That shit look like a real motherfucking shot to me.
Mm.
But at the same time, I do agree, dude should have approached his woman.
Mm.
But dude that shot him, that motherfucker, if it was real, that motherfucker going to jail. He's definitely going to go to jail because the shit's on tape. Even though, you know, he telling dude to get up off of him and back up, the dude didn't have a gun, so you can't shoot that motherfucker without a gun. Now, what he should have done, grabbed his shit and just left. And let dude, you know, fuck up his girl or whatever he going to do to his girl. Well, he ain't doing shit to his girl right now because his ass in the hospital.
But it seemed like he was standing in front of him, though. And it do seem like he was trying to put his stuff on. He ain't just going to walk out of there.
Well, he was trying to walk away, but dude kept pushing him. I mean, I don't blame him. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't have shot him. But, you know, I'd have stole on him or something, but I wouldn't have shot him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, dude shouldn't have approached him neither. So, I mean, it could go both ways. I think they both was wrong. He should have got on old girl, and dude should have just put his shit on and left. Because that's what he looked like he was trying to do. Because he grabbed his hat, and he just turned around and just shot the motherfucker. He was like, you know what? Pop his shit. And just popped his ass.
Yeah, I ain't saying he's gonna go to jail. I just said
nah, he going to jail. He going to jail. He shot that motherfucker on camera. And you can hear old girl in the background screaming. Wherever she was at, she's screaming too.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was kind of funny though.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. But I think all three of them motherfuckers, I think everybody was wrong at one point or another. She wrong for fucking around. He wrong for fucking with dude when he should have just been, you know what I'm saying, worrying about his girl.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, he just like, fuck it. Fuck you and her. I'm going to shoot you. He probably shot her on the way out the door. Fuck, I'm gonna shoot both of y'all. And she in the background screaming like a motherfucker, and all that shit is her fault.
She was crying and stuff. I wonder who she was crying over. Crying over the one who got shot.
That's a good question. That's who was she crying for?
Who's she crying for?
Is
she crying
because
the dude leaving her, or is she crying
because that wasn't her? That wasn't her screaming. That was him.
No,
she was screaming too.
Yeah, she saw crying.
Screaming
we heard her crying too. Yeah,
they both were
screaming.
I just heard him screaming. Oh!
She was screaming too.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, man, my thing is this. I know emotions run deep, and I know he was pissed off. But, I mean, he didn't rape her. He wasn't raping her. She consented to it. Nah. Man, like I said, me and him ain't gonna sit down and drink no beer together. But shit, dog, you need to just go. Dog, you need to just leave. You need to just leave and go on about your way. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he was trying to do, though. It looked like he was trying to leave, man.
And that was my thing. He tried to walk to that door the first time. Dude pushed him. That's when he pulled the gun out. And that dude, like, I ain't scared of that motherfucking gun. And dude told him, man,
yeah,
go and get the fuck on the way from me. Huh?
That motherfucker was talking. He was talking some slick ass shit.
Yeah.
I don't think that dude was gonna shoot him.
See, I would have eased my way right on out the door.
As soon as the motherfucker pulled a gun, the conversation is over. We ain't got nothing else to talk about. I ain't got no gun.
Shit, that's what
she
did. Eased on out the door.
Go ahead and leave, man. I ain't got no beef with you, bro. Hey, all bitch, come right here.
Hold on. Hold on, we got another call over today.
Yeah, man. What's up, fam?
What's going down, brother?
Man, life, Jack.
My people telling me tonight. We good, man. We trying to figure something out, man. I posted a video earlier, man, about the guy. I don't know if you might have saw it or not. It was been all over Facebook where the guy caught his girl in a hotel room. He confronts the guy instead of the girl. Now the other guy pulls out a gun. He steady talking shit, talking about, man, I ain't scared of that motherfucking gun, this, that, and the other. Blah, this, skinny, woo, woo, dude, tell him, get the fuck away from me. So dude put his hat on, get ready to walk out, and dude stepped to him again. So he shot him.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
In your eyes, who was wrong?
The chick. First and foremost, she was bogus. But if I'm not gonna go and as it was it his wife or something, or is it just, you know.
Now that I don't know. I don't know if it was just his girl or his wife. I don't know what she was, but he was with her because he was upset.
Did he have a banger? Did the one guy who called his girl have a banger? Because you can't go against the army. You can't die
hey,
with a pussy, man.
To my knowledge, no. I didn't see him with a gun. All he had was a phone.
And it didn't have no bullets.
The phone didn't have no bullets in it, but dude told him several times, go on about your business, quit fucking with me.
Right.
But he kept fucking with dude, and dude popped his ass.
Yeah, I probably would have left that hoe at the hotel. And I would have caught up with my man later in traffic when we both had swords on us, I guess.
I mean, but catch up with him for what, man? I mean, he didn't rape her.
I was just going to say that.
It was consensual. So what
you
catching up with him for?
Well, because he pulled a pistol on me. He going to kill me over some pussy that's supposed to have been everybody.
But
that's
you approached him first, though. You approached him
in
first.
In the bed with my girl. Yeah. That's a tough one, man. I can't say that I wouldn't be mad at the nigga because he upped the banger. You know, chivalry is when you will fight for your girl, right? Did nobody rape her?
Okay.
This is true. But
right.
Apparently,
you
love
it.
What
you can't get mad at, dude?
Yo, bitch chose me.
Right. There you go. There you go. Now, you can kick her ass to times get better, but shit. You can't get mad at it. I mean, like I said, me and this nigga never sit down and have a drink together. We'll never kick it. We'll never
right.
be cool on no terms. But, dog, I can't go. I'm not finna shoot you over some shit that, I mean, you know, shit, she did it. I mean, my wife
yeah.
was with her.
It was,
I mean,
in the beginning, it's with her.
He
but my man ready to shoot me. My man ready to shoot me. That's why I'm shitty. He ready to shoot me, and if it's not, he ain't trying to say.
Let's clear this up. He wasn't ready to shoot you. He wasn't trying. He did.
But you had it coming.
You had it
he
coming,
ran up
man.
On a,
when you
he ran
up
on a gun.
Right. Who the fuck runs up on a gun?
Somebody who thought he was about that life, because at the end of that video, there was a lot of hollering going on.
Exactly.
He found out he wasn't bulletproof, Jack.
Hey, boy, when he found out on his ass, that motherfucker, oh!
Yeah.
Whoa!
I thought he was a motherfucker. Thought he was a motherfucker trapped in a bear cage or something. A bear
yeah,
trap.
Yeah, that motherfucker went. Hey, did you hear how much bass he had in his voice? Then after he got shot at, that motherfucker went
yeah.
from a baritone to a soprano. That motherfucker
right,
got
right.
screaming and yelling.
That motherfucker went right. to Elder Barge.
Hell yeah. That motherfucker went from Barry right to Elder Barge quick. That motherfucker popped the shit out of his ass. Hey. They say, what he say? I never seen a man cry till I seen a man
yeah.
shot. Fuck five
yeah.
bullets too damn hot. That was
yeah.
the definition right there. That motherfucker, hey, he put that hot lead in his ass. But this,
yeah,
hey,
man.
Did you notice the way? Hey, he might go to jail, but he ain't getting no attempted murder charge because he did aim down.
He ain't even gonna go to jail. That's my thing. Gonna tell it. But on everything,
put it on.
That looked like it was a younger episode. You know, when you're young and dumb, you're full of cum, you do dumb shit. Me, on the other hand, I'm 46, Jack. I catch your ass in the hotel. Shit, I'm videotaping. Put you on the internet, bitch. I got you. I got to get paid, too.
Well,
some kind of way. You owe me.
Well, that was his intent, but it just didn't work out that way.
It wasn't his intent. He wanted to fight. He's like, oh, ho ass. He's an old bitch. He wanted to fight.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to get paid.
Yeah, well, okay. I with that being said, yeah, I hear what you're saying. He did. He was going for the, oh, man, fuck you. I mean, I got
the
a gun in my
hand.
You need to leave me the
I'm
fuck
I'm trying
alone.
To figure out who
gun.
Was holding the camera.
He
and how
was
he going to fight?
Got shot.
Right. How was he going to fight?
Well,
he
you
told
know what?
Him to
and,
put
and,
that gun down.
Yeah,
he
didn't tell him
to put
the gun
put
down.
And he did. He thought he was the police. He thought he had a body cam on.
That's right.
That dumb
what
motherfucker.
Time? Here's my thing. I probably wouldn't put my pistol down either. I probably would have tried to get out the room. All right, man. Don't about your
yeah.
motherfucking business. Let me up out this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know what you got. You want some rah-rah shit.
Right, but now if you don't let me out, I'm coming out this motherfucker one way or another.
Nah,
yeah. You either going to let me out or I'm going to find my way out. Now, if I got to find my way out,
I got to make
a
hole.
Get a shot. Right now, I got to make an exit.
Yeah. That's a tough one, man. Because you can't, the bitch don't love you. I don't know. I probably would have went and got drunk. If I was drunk, I would have done, probably, and been mad at dude. But a sober mind, shit. This bitch didn't just do that. He ain't finding out just now. He been following around. That motherfucker's Orange Juice Jones. I been, what you do today, baby?
Right, yeah. For him to know what
I've been following you.
I mean, because,
yeah.
No, seriously. All bullshit aside, I've been on that end. I've been on that end where I done found out about the dude. And the dude said something to me. He didn't say nothing disrespectful, but he did say something to me. So my words was just like, bruh, man, you ain't got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, there's no reason for me and you to talk. There's no reason for me and you to conversate. But like I said, yeah, my mind inside my head was like, yeah, I want to fuck this nigga up. But I mean, by right, shit, nigga, you talked out of draws. You got out of draws. I can't do nothing about that.
I'm gonna tell you, I done been on both sides of that track, so. You know, you gotta take the good with the bad when it come down to your chick fucking another nigga because you done fucked some nigga chick several times. You know what I mean? It's simple.
Okay.
This is real. So Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead, bro. Now I was gonna ask the ladies. Now, ladies, similar situation. Same situation, but I mean y'all the women. I mean, I know we got more testosterone and y'all, and we got this pride thing, but I mean, what would y'all do in a situation like that? I'm gonna start with you, Janine.
Oh, what would I do? And I got a gun.
You got the gun.
Oh, I got the gun.
Yeah, old girl that ran up in there on you talking shit.
Oh, the girl that ran up on me talking shit.
Yeah, I mean, okay, we're going to put you in both scenarios.
Okay.
The girl, right now, scenario one, girl ran up on you. You got your pistol. I know you permitted. You got your pistol. Well, hey, she run up on you. She talking just like dude talking in the video. What you going to do?
You know, I ain't gonna say I'm gonna shoot because if I shoot, you fucking dead. You know, when you emotional like that, I don't think I can shoot because I'm not gonna aim for the leg. I'm just gonna shoot you dead.
You do gotta be smart now, hold on. You know that you on Facebook. You know this motherfucker got you on Facebook Live. So you know there's a million motherfuckers watching this motherfucker. So you gotta be a little smarter than that one.
That bitch is dead.
We gonna send you guys.
Okay, all right. Well, second scenario. You the motherfucker that busted in. You busted in, you see old girl. Old girl got a pistol. What you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you know what I mean?
You got the phone.
I mean, I'm not gonna be the one. First of all, I ain't gonna be on Facebook bad, but I'm not gonna.
I know you're not. We just hypothetically speaking. That's all.
What I'm saying is, I'm not gonna be coming up on her because again, that's not her fault. I mean,
okay.
Hell, you fucked up. I'm going to say my piece to you, and then I'm out.
Okay. All right, cool. I understand
that. But you ain't going to come at me. So, hey, you ain't going to come at me. You ain't going to come at me talking crazy like you're going to be all up in my face. Mm-mm. That's not going to happen.
Okay. I give you that one. I mean, that one, that's understandable. I agree with you. All right.
Yeah, what she life. Said.
What
I'm
like,
just saying, I believe her, Jack.
I do too. Trust me. I do.
Women, they got more game than a nigga any day. They, shit. You pull that shit on them. A woman will take you back after you cheated on her, man. A nigga, your woman cheat on you? She's done. I don't even want the bitch back. She can never have done. I believe if she cheated once, she been cheated. Finished.
Okay. Well, not
a woman think about her financial
talk.
Status. She got you.
Hold on,
now
Dave.
You forever
hold
her
on,
fucking
dead. Dave, we gonna come back to that one. We gonna come back to that one. All right, delightful. You the motherfucker with the gun. He busts in on you. What you gonna do?
I'm the one. I'm busting in, huh? With the gun.
Nah, she busts in on you. You got the pistol, though.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
And she talking shit. She talking shit. She talking about, bitch, you finna beat your ass. You ain't
she
shit.
She waving her gun
fuck
around?
You, no, you got no. the gun.
No. You said she got one, too, right? I,
no. See, all she got is
okay,
a phone. She just got you on Facebook Live.
Oh. Ooh. I'm scared. I mean, in all honesty, I'm so not a violent person, so I'm going to let her have it.
What do you mean you're going to let her have it?
I'm going to let her have it. I'm going to cease and dismiss. I mean, no point for me to be there. I think
but she
I
not letting you out the door.
Time for me to go. What?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I think you're getting this confused. We're going to try this one more time. You're fucking her man. She catches you, but you have a gun. Now, she's talking shit to you. She don't have a gun, but she's talking shit to you. She's filming you. She won't let you leave. You got a gun. What are you going to do?
Clearly, somebody got to die.
So you're shooting.
Yeah, I'm pretty much shooting. You're not letting me leave, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to leave, and you won't let me leave.
Oh.
There's only one way out.
Goodness gracious. Okay.
Well, I did say I didn't see the video. I mean, I'm sorry to be so difficult.
All right, Ms. Pimp.
Yeah, okay, which scenario first?
I'm talking years ago.
Which scenario
you,
first?
She come in, you got the gun.
She come in, I got the gun, I'll be like, bitch, not today. I mean.
Okay, she ain't letting you leave. What
yeah.
you going to do?
She what?
She not
letting me leave.
She seen it. Oh, my goodness.
I've seen the video, but I'm saying you are presenting it a little differently. So I'm saying if I got the gun.
I'm saying it's okay, god damn it. All right, now listen. Y'all motherfuckers gonna quit acting difficult tonight. Y'all motherfuckers, cause I'm about to shoot my gun.
You're the difficult one.
You seen the okay, Miss Pimp? You seen the video? You seen the video? You know the first scenario. I said you were the one with the gun. Like you seen dude with the gun.
Right.
Right.
And I answered your question.
Okay, what you?
No, you didn't.
I did.
Sorry, can you please take over? Take over, please.
Damn.
Five times, just take over, please. Please.
Sure. Miss Pimp didn't answer the question.
No, she didn't. She keep talking about she did, but she didn't. No, the damn well she
yeah.
did.
Yeah. If I got the gun, man, no. I'm not going to shoot her.
You going to bump with her?
On me, I'm going to beat her ass.
So you're not going to shoot her?
I'm not going to shoot her. I'm going to
okay,
beat her
now,
ass.
Now the second scenario is where you come in, you catch your man in the bed, and she got the gun. How's that going to go down?
You can have that dick. Like I said, it's not even about her. My problem ain't with her. It's with the dude. I wouldn't even say nothing too much to her. Good or not. No, my issue is with the dude, not with her.
It's pretty much going to tell dude, you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a wrap.
In that order. Yeah.
Yeah, so there are women. There are women that would be done after that. Y'all
yeah,
always
I'm
act like women. Just take men back. That is not the case.
Y'all
I'm
do. Saying. That's why we do what we do. You do take
I'm
them
saying,
back.
No, I'm not saying some do. I'm saying there are some women who don't. That's all I'm saying.
Father
and
time.
I'm one of them.
You're one of them. What?
I'm not taking you back. There's no back from that. There's no recovery from that.
I want to ask. every woman on the spot. How many of y'all ever had a man that cheated on you and you gave him a pass? Let's be real.
Not in no situation like that where you call
him. That's what I'm saying.
Not where we call him. No, we talking about if we catch you in the bed with a motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, really. There's a whole difference with it being put presented to you.
In the bed, out the bed, you know your man fucking this chick. So
yeah,
you tell him
for you. I mean, I think a woman knows when her man is doing extra anyway. You know what I'm saying? I think that way. But for you to be like be presented, and it is like right there in your face, man. That's visual. That shit stays burnt in your brain. There's no recovery, and at least not for me for that. Hell no.
I can't agree with that because I saw my mama like that and that shit still stuck in my head.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I'm trying to slow y'all down. See, everybody going in the five different directions.
Done. Go ahead.
On the left side. We drive on the left side. Yeah, let's stay on the left side.
Wow. We back in our lane, fam. Do what you do.
All right, let's get back in our lanes, goddamn. Damn. Everybody all right now? Hey, is you up, man? Let's just go to a song, man. You up? Sign up.
Ain't no song on now.
I just put five songs on there before I left.
Yeah, you put all old boy songs on now.
Let me guess.
Play some Chris Brown.
No, I didn't put no R. Kelly.
There goes song.
Another one.
Another one.
We the best music.
Yo, he ain't messing with no average chick. Pop, pop. He got Nicki. He know that he hit the jackpot. A baller tryna score, check them shot clocks. But I hit them with them brawn, Iguodala blocks. Eat the cake, gimme, suck on my toes, yes. Hitting them home runs, I be like, go Mets. I want a dude that still kiss me when he mad. Type that caught me diamonds, he could miss me with them bags.
Girl, we been right here thinking about it all night. Baby, you should be up in my bed. Ooh, do you mind? Do you mind? Baby, you,
DJ,
do you mind?
Charlie.
Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Tryna get to know ya, get a little closer, baby, post up. Ooh, do you mind, 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 do you mind?
Yo, we've been right here thinking about it all night.
Baby, you should be up in my bed.
Talk about these conversations. Baby, by the way I touch you, you know what I'm saying.
dripping flavor in your toothpaste. I'ma keep my promise, never treat you like a groupie. Calamari dinners got you eating raw sushi. Still in the trap, but I like my bougie. Two cups of styrofoam, excuse me, little mama. I can hold you down, be your friend and your lover. You want watches, new Versaces, you want Celine? Huh. Top back, streaming money, ain't a thing.
Seen the two G-Wagons in my driveway. FaceTime, two black bottles by my fireplace. Fell out with your people, so you took the bitches down. Instagram ain't been the same since you so distant now. Took you shopping in other places that I won't name. First time your friends really got to see ball main. 20 million cash, seen that there with my two eyes. We the best, and I told you this back in 05.
I'm trying to get to know ya. Get a little closer, baby, post up.
Because y'all on the same plan.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about that?
I mean, she went through your phone or she went on the plan and looked at, I don't understand.
Yeah she went on the plan. And hypothetically now.
Yeah.
She goes on the plan that you all have together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And present you with a phone call.
Though, right?
Huh?
Two different phones. We got two different phones on the same plan. Okay.
Right. But say she's the phone plan holder. You just add it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, she doesn't want you in her phone. And say she says some shit like this. And you go on her phone and you be like shitty about everything in the goddamn phone. And you be like, hey, you know, you got choices to make here, bruh. Either you don't go in there and keep hurting your own feelings or move around. But she goes to your phone and goddamn it want to choke you out and shit, you know. Just, and you don't know why she mad because she went to your phone, found some shit that you don't even give a fuck about.
Well, you know what, with me, that's a long time thing with me. Because if you listen to the show, me, I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with my girl going through my phone because I don't got shit to hide. Now,
okay.
Everybody say, well, it's all about privacy and all of this. I'm just a firm believer in it's your girl. It should not be private. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah.
We're in a relationship. We're in a relationship together.
Is that a two-way street, though?
Okay, go ahead. What you mean?
Is that a two-way street? You don't have a problem with it, but she has a problem with it.
She has a problem with me going through her phone?
Yeah, yeah. Why the fuck are you in my phone?
Oh, well, I got a problem now. You're right. I got a problem. If I don't have a problem with you going through my phone, you shouldn't have a problem with me going through your phone.
All
right. You're right. That go both ways. You on some slick shit now. That's how I'm looking at it.
That's some pimp shit. Believe in me, baby. Believe in me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just,
that's not no pimp shit to me.
Yeah, sure it is if you accept that challenge. If it's brought to you to say, she just say, well, shit, what you find in my phone? If you don't like it, then you move around, you know. But what she find in your phone, shit, that's against you. Just a fucked up mad royal. You just bad business. But you decide not to go in her phone. You like, all right, put the phone. I don't want to make myself mad. I love you. You coming home to me? So be it. Whatever you do with your phone, it is what it is.
Well, let me ask you this question. Would you rather her go through your phone or your wallet?
Well, I ain't worried about no money, man. It's about the equal opportunity. I don't go in a woman's purse. I definitely don't think a woman should go in a man's wallet. Because I don't want to go in her purse at all.
Okay, now let me ask you ladies. Now be very, very honest. I want all y'all to be honest with me. How many of y'all went through your man's wallet without him knowing? Who's done that before?
I haven't.
I have not.
Y'all ain't never went through a man's wallet.
I have.
No.
I had permission from the jump, though. So I don't feel like I should have to tell you when I did it.
So only one of y'all ever went through a man's wallet without him knowing?
I went through your stash. That's not your wallet. Your hat and spot.
First of all, how you know where my stash at?
And that's totally different. That's not your wallet. You shouldn't be trying to hide stuff.
I'd rather go through my wallet than my secret stash. That's my secret stash.
What a shoulda coulda.
That's why I got all my porno ad. That money
right.
I didn't tell you about.
Right, right.
I don't care about no porno. I don't care nothing about no porno. You can have all that. But when you had money from the household, then I don't know. Then you need to put that in the bank or something somewhere. Put it in the savings account.
No, fuck that. You have access
to that. I don't have to have access to if you got a private savings account and it's only in your name. I don't have a problem with a man having his own account. I don't have no problem with
that. So then why you got a problem with me having money? Well, now I ain't going to say hiding. Let's just say
I
got a check you didn't know about.
Because I look at that as you looking at that as your free spending money. So it's free for us to spend.
No, all the check came in my name.
It did come in your name, but you looking at it as your play money. Evidently,
yeah,
right. You didn't put it in the bank. You didn't put it in the bank. Well, we going to play together. You ain't the only one get to play.
I'm saying, women always, a woman ain't never totally broke. A nigga can be totally broke. A woman is never totally broke.
Because y'all got that extra shit hanging around.
I don't know how you figure that.
If it ain't nothing but a bottle of motherfucking quarters, you ain't never totally broke. A nigga can be flat on his ass. Have to figure something out. That's why,
I disagree.
We learn shit from y'all. Oh, you got money. When we laying in the bed, both eating the same french fries and shit. And you still got money to go buy your own french fries. Because I just spent my last, but you got some more money. You know what I mean? Yeah. You smoking and I ain't smoking. What the fuck? Gotta get
well,
the protocol.
I agree with
that.
But I look at it, whatever I got you at, I ain't just gonna leave you hanging. Which I would hope that not go that which I would hope that he not gonna leave me hanging. So that's how I feel about this stash. I ain't got money all sitting around. You know if I got money, it's either in the bank or whatever, or it's on me.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I withheld a couple of zeros from my wife.
By the time I ain't mad at you.
Fuck that. Check was $400. I'd be like, shit, they sent me a $200 check.
Right? Oh my god.
Right? I am with you when you write.
Hey, I'd rather give you your half and I take mine and shit. Whatever, as far as the household, you know, you better put something to the side out of the half I gave you.
You know, you're saving for a rainy day. That's how I look at it.
Say that shit. That's what it is.
Right.
That's where we get it from. Y'all rainy day women. Why I can't be a rainy day man?
But just the fact that he got some stash money, that I think that's kind of cool because you just never know. Just the fact that he has the notion to do that, I think is kind of cool.
Not if he didn't tell me
about it.
Well,
if
you already know where it's at. Most women already know where the stash at and already go through it periodically, so you know how much money he got anyway. He just don't know that you know he got it. I mean, at least in my case, but, you know.
That's about 98% of the time.
I'm about to tell y'all a true story. This just happened about a month ago. I sold my truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
I sold my truck and I bought a car, and I got some money. I got some money over. So I told my wife, she's still hot about this shit too. I told her that I sold the truck, I bought the car, and they gave me $4,000 cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was like, "All right, cool. You know, that's good." So she was out there checking the car out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the bedroom chilling.
Yeah, I left the receipt.
She found the check. I put the check in the glove compartment. And for some reason, she actually checked the glove compartment. What? Who the fuck checks the glove compartment?
A woman.
She was looking for the manual.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We
to
do.
What she was looking for.
Down to the spare tire in the back under the trunk.
Yes,
we were looking to tell you the things I found back there.
She
brought
the
check upstairs. She brought the check upstairs, and she said, "I thought you said, how much did you get for the truck?" I said, "They gave me, I got the car, and they gave me $4,000. And she showed me the check, and the check was $5,600. She was hot. She was hot than a motherfucker, boy.
Cause
which is
it
why I'm on my little mini vacation.
Because
I wanted to
about
use
the
that
body.
Money to hook up my car.
But what I'm saying is it's not about the money. It's about that you lie about it. That's what it be about. You could do whatever you want to do with your money. Nobody is saying that. But why you talking about lie about that lie.
That
was
I didn't
a
lie.
Lie
about it.
That was
not a lie. I subtracted the $1,600 for the shit to get onto my car.
No,
so after
that's
I paid for
a lie.
After I paid for my sounds, I got my tent, got my lawn. After I paid for all that shit, that shit was $1,600. It wasn't no sense of telling her about the $1,600. Tell that.
All you have to do was say it was $5,600.
Right.
And
by the time, this is the plan, baby. I'm going to spend $1,600 on XYZ, and it will be left with $4,000.
That's it.
So what's wrong with me saying we got
$4,000?
Exactly.
Because you got more than $4,000.
You lied.
But after I spent it, it was only going to be $4,000 left.
But you didn't spend it because she had that hot, that check hot in her hand. You
exactly.
lied to me.
Just like I told her, I didn't lie. I was going to spend the money anyway, so.
I didn't know a woman.
What else? And now she's thinking, what else you done lied about?
Can I ask the gentleman, do you think women have more game when it comes down to that money than we do. Shit. A pussy whoop man will put his whole check on the table. Here, honey.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm not
Why
doing,
he got
not
me pussy
whoop,
though?
Because he is. I mean.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you what my grandfather told me. Never tell a woman how much money you got because she'll spend it all.
Well, and that's probably the way it was back then. But a lot of women are working nowadays. I'm just saying we're putting in more than it was, you know, like it was back then. You know, a lot of us are working now, and, you know, a lot of our incomes are just as high as some of the men. So
Higher.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I can go with that.
I think
women
manage money better.
Say what now?
Hold on, y'all. Jean, go ahead, finish your thought.
Oh, I was just saying, I just believe in equal sharing. I don't believe in the man just putting in his whole check. I believe a man should always have his own money to do with what he want to do with. I mean, we come up with our own system of how we going to pay the bills or whatever. As long as we agree on that, you can do whatever you want to do with the rest of your money.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
What the hell just happened here?
You had me all the way up until you can do whatever you want to do with the rest of your money.
Right.
Till you don't do the right thing.
I was riding with you.
Till you don't do the right thing.
I didn't say the right thing. I said you could do whatever you want to do with your money.
Okay.
It ain't have to be right or wrong. Yeah, it's your money. You can do whatever you want to do with it.
But you're going to help me do that, though, right?
Of course.
I'm going to help you do what you want to do with your money.
If I got some extra money and you need help with something that you're trying to do, yes, I will help you. As long as our bills are paid.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Actually, I'm going to ask everybody a question. Somebody please tell me the definition of extra money.
God damn.
What is
that
the
is
definition
a
of
question
extra
of
money?
The day.
It's called mad money.
Because motherfuckers be mad when you find out that you got money and they don't?
There's no such thing as extra money. That's
no.
Like a motherfucker walking up to you saying, hey,
bad
you got an extra cigarette. No, I ain't got no extra cigarette.
Okay, yo, spending money.
Well, spending money. The money you got left over after you finish paying for your, you know, bills and responsibilities, that extra money.
Well, see,
well,
half of that
should
go
money.
Into a savings account, and the other half would be what you got to make it for the next 2 weeks or week, however it goes, semi-monthly, and keep it pushing.
Extra money. Mad money. What the fuck?
Anybody got some extra money they can loan me?
I got money to loan you, but I got to have it right back.
That's not extra money then if you got to have it back. Cause if it's
right,
because
it's probably owed to a bill.
So in that justification, that means you ain't never loaned out no large lump sum of money to a friend, a family member that you knew damn well.
You want them to get back.
That was extra money.
Nah, you just had a heart. I ain't had no extra money. Motherfucker was in a jam, and they were going to probably have to live with me, and I don't want nobody living with me, so I'm going to pay your shit.
See, ain't nobody even use that situation.
I love you, but I don't want you to live with me. Yep.
Well, I've loaned out money, but see, when I loan out money, I don't expect to get it back. It's not that it was extra money. You know, like you said, motherfucker just needed it. I knew they wasn't going to get it back. I knew that when I gave it to them.
Right.
But how can you give someone something that you don't have, you know, a little bit land, or, you know, you can actually spare comfortably, you know, without putting yourself in the hole?
Well, the hole just comes about. The hole is the when you got a flat tire and you didn't give your money to somebody and you got to go borrow some money. That's the hole. The hole is when that motherfucking bill you didn't pay 10 years ago jump out the window on you. Hey, remember me? That's the hole. I think we all going to die in debt anyway, shit.
I agree. I do agree with that.
I'm just going to listen.
Ain't nobody shut you down. Everybody got an opinion.
Oh, that's not the issue.
What's the problem?
I'm spoiled and like my way and like to be right. How about that?
Okay, who spoiled you? Your parents, your man, who?
It definitely was my daddy. My daddy spoiled me.
Are you the only child?
I'm the only girl.
Well, yeah, that says a lot.
Mm-hmm. I don't spoil my kids no more. Fuck them. They grown. Go get a job.
There you go. Now, since you're saying your dad spoiled you, do you expect your man to spoil you?
Biological and stepfather both told me. We talked about this before. I mean, you know, I can't expect another man to do what my daddy does. Neither one of my daddies does. But realistically, yes, I am looking for a lot of the qualities that are in him.
And your mother probably looking to get rid of his ass because he's spoiling you and not her.
Oh my goodness. You know, well, you know, we've had that conversation too. And tells he walks me down the aisle and, you know, give me away to somebody else. Technically, you know, you may be married, but you my man right now. That might be why you're trying to rush marriage, but you know, I ain't there yet, so.
Shit. I got three daughters, and my girl went bananas when I started buying them shit and stopped buying it for her.
That's wrong on so many levels.
What did he just say? I missed that.
I got three daughters.
Uh-huh.
So I started spoiling them, like taking them by them the $100 sneakers and stopped buying her $100 sneakers because, shit, she was done. I'm taking care of my kids now. Thanks for the ride. Just understand where I'm going with this. No woman wants to see no other woman, whether it be her daughter or not, getting anything out of her man more than her.
I'm not like that. I'm just going to be honest. I lightweight get jealous of my daughter at times because she gets a lot more shit than I do. But at the end of the day, I'd rather it be done for them than me because I can provide for myself.
But right, Dave, let me ask you a question. Dave, let me ask you a question. Now, this woman, was she the mother of your kids? Or
yeah.
Was she like just somebody you met afterwards?
Nah, she's the mother of my kids.
This was the mother of your kids, and she mad that you're doing for the kids and not her?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, this bitch is nuts, man. But anyway.
Hey, y'all was actually in a relationship at this time. Were y'all in a relationship, or was it just, you know?
Yeah, I was with her for 25 years, man. Shit.
There are actually women like that. He ain't lying. He ain't lying at all.
Shit.
Man, I started the shit out of my baby mama.
That, and then I started to grab a record behind that, so I just didn't pay the shit no attention and still did what I had to do for my children. So... smacking the shit out of them ain't always the answer. And then you have no pussy. There's none in jail. I'm cool. Boy pussy.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, how you going to get mad because I'm taking care of our girls? What the fuck you want me to do? I think that says a lot about the woman.
It did, brother. I just wasn't listening.
That's crazy. He was blinded. He was in love.
He was blinded for a second. It'd be all right.
Nah, I mean, when you in a household, when you have a single mother, you know what I'm saying? Your daddy left you, and you know that you had a whole lot of uncles that wasn't your motherfucking uncles. So you don't want all that around your kids. You know what I'm saying? This Uncle Bobby. No, it ain't. I just seen you kiss Uncle Bobby. And then not in a only jaw way. Trying to get up and choose. Mama, do what you do.
I have never understood that this is your uncle, this is your cousin. I have never understood
that ain't
why
your
I even, yeah, even
exactly.
escapes a woman's mouth. I don't understand.
I mean, it's called staying in a child's place, but do we? No, shit. We get old enough and figure out Uncle Bobby wasn't Uncle Bobby. Uncle Bobby was fucking mama, for real, for real. Paying the light bill. He's like Uncle Sam, the guy you never see at the barbecue. But he always in your pocket. Shit. It's some crazy women out here though, Father Time. Crazy women that, you know, they feel like you paying more attention to something else other than them.
But it's our kids. What do you want my attention to be? Isn't that where it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
You would think so. You would think so. But some people won't say, you know, they feel like they should be first.
You figure it
I
out
think your
when
woman should be first. I think your woman should be first until you have kids. Then the kids come first.
Yeah, I understand. I agree.
Man,
I mean, it's just
take
like
care of your daughter. You're supposed
like, who,
to become
comes first, your mama or your wife?
Man.
Oh my God, Lord!
What the fuck?
I'm asking Dave. I'm asking Dave. Dave, who comes first, your mother or your wife?
My mama, because my mama always right.
All right, now, ladies,
now she
who
tell
comes
you,
first?
She tell you that bitch ain't shit when you get with her. Don't do it. She ain't right.
Your wife comes first.
Yeah, you don't do nothing
you
like that.
To your wife. Your wife comes first.
Until she leave your ass with nothing that mama told you she was going to do. Mama knew this. Mama knew she was a hoe. She told you. But
you
know,
we got another call. Who is Marley?
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Hey, what you doing?
What's up, Marley?
What's going on, bro?
Hi, Marley.
Hey, Marley. Right, Marley, you married, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who comes first? Who comes first? Your wife or your mother?
Comes first.
I ain't stunning, motherfucker. Your wife or your mama?
I see.
Shit, I guess your mama.
Damn. Right. Hello, family.
Well, I mean,
no cookie for you tonight, buddy.
Is your wife around, Marley?
Hell no, she ain't around. She at the house.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, you be answering questions differently when she be around. Motherfucker be politically correct like a motherfucker. All right, ladies,
hey,
let me ask
that's
y'all.
What
you ladies, let me ask y'all. Who comes first, your husband or your father?
They daddy.
Husband.
I'm gonna try to memorize a list. All right, Janine, I'm gonna start with you. Who comes first? Your husband or your daddy?
My father would have came first.
Okay. All right, Miss Pimp. Husband,
husband
or dad?
Husband.
You put your husband before your daddy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's respectable. Who else we got on here, man?
Delightful.
Delightful, your husband or your dad?
Oh, they're two different categories, but my husband comes first.
All right, now let me ask y'all a question. Let me ask y'all the ladies a question. You got $100. That's all you got. $100. Your husband call you and say, baby, I know all we got left is that $100, but I need to use it for whatever reason. And then while you're talking to your husband, your pops call. He said, baby, I need to borrow $100. Who you get $100 to?
They each getting 50 and better make it shake.
Oh, no, ain't no splitting. You got to get a whole 100 of
them. I figured you were going to say that.
Well, when it comes to money, even though I put my father first, I know my father. And what I consider that is I'm going to respect my father. But when it comes down to money, I'm not giving my father no money. My father gambled too much. So he wasn't going to do nothing but go to the boat.
But he didn't tell you that. He just called you
and
said, baby,
I need
$100, baby.
He 100 short on the kidney.
He could be like, I'm 100 short on the rent. I just need $100. I know you got it because you just got paid. Baby, can you please help me out?
No, because the reason why he can't pay, he didn't pay his rent is because he paid my brother's rent, who ain't shit. That's why he didn't have the money.
Damn, why your brother ain't shit? Damn.
He ain't.
Hey, I feel you. Come on. Damn sister ain't shit either. Shit.
So would it be wrong to go in the man's stash and give him the $100 out of his own stash that you supposedly don't know about?
You not gonna give me my own motherfucking money.
I'm just saying we got a stash laying around.
I could give my husband my $100 and then give my daddy his $100 out of his
Yeah, that's a stash. Because, I mean, you know, it's not and void. It ain't even there. You know, we got a stash laying around.
No. My stash is $100 short. My stash is $100 short. When I count it, I'm going to be coming to you like, hey, I'm missing $100.
And I'm going to be 100% honest. I took it out of there.
And your daddy calls and says he needs that $100. Who you get that money to?
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Taking no money out of my stash. You ain't
supposed
to know
what
my stash yet.
Is it in the house? Is the house both ours?
You know what? Fuck with you.
Yeah,
I'm about to go move my stash. As soon as I get to the crib, I'm changing my motherfucking spot.
No.
I'm going to replace it.
And we might get lucky. My daddy might double it. He could have doubled the money or something.
That's how you supposed to look at that shit.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
He might give me $200 back.
So enough.
You don't know what the money for. I just need it. Can you give it to me? Can't give it to me, then you need to hang up so I can call your sister or your brother. I gotta get this honey.
I gotta get the honey, though. On the real, though, cuz, I think if y'all marriage is tight, whenever you divvying out money, whether it's from the stash or not, you know, you consult your better half. So, if I come to my girl, say, if I come to my girl and say, you know, mama need $100, she'd be like, shit, I need $100. I say, well, I can't wait. You know what I mean? That's probably what that face y'all say.
Hey, first, let me say something, man. If I was your wife, first I'm like, how the fuck do you know my mama need $100? You talking to my mama? What the fuck going on?
Hey, I say it's a wild thing my day, bro.
How the fuck you know my daddy need $100? When you talk to him? I ain't talked to that motherfucker in 10 years. When did you talk to him?
Oh, my goodness.
Never did like that motherfucker.
But that would be the same for, you know, his mother. If his mother needed something and I know I needed something, I would give it to her and just let it go. I wouldn't tell him, no, forget your mama, I need it. I'm not going to do that.
You will lose that battle. Don't say forgive mama.
And let's not forget, according to them, we're never broke, so we going to make it happen, figure it out.
Yeah, you always got some damn money.
And he came in on the tail end of the conversation.
All the damn time. Always got some money stacked up some damn way to buy a damn
Wait a minute.
Coach Purse or some bullshit. I'm like, ah, damn.
We restore.
Where you complaining about that bullshit at?
Don't get mad because we restore.
From what I know from my girl, they are investors. They'll buy a Coach Purse. They'll buy a Coach Purse and sell that motherfucker just that fast. And go get another.
They ain't lying to you.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
day online.
So it might not. That's why I said woman ain't never broke.
Oh, yeah. Responsible. We can't help because y'all ain't responsible.
Shit, I'm
yeah.
responsible. I'm going to get that new motherfucking Call of Duty when it come out. I don't give a
fuck. Out that 5600.
Yeah, I'm going to have that new Call of Duty as soon as it come out. I don't give a fuck what's due.
What's your online name?
Father Time.
Yeah, okay. Okay, watch for that.
No. Now, Father Time, that's...
Now,
she beat you in that damn... she must gonna beat your ass in that damn Call of Duty. I'm gonna laugh.
I do not play. I am an anti-gamist, but my son does, so I just have to make sure he's not in the room with Father Time. You know, everything live and all the conversation be a little raunchy in there.
Damn right. He's getting me killed. I'm going to cuss his ass out. What the fuck are you doing, man? You know how to play the goddamn game?
Are you really one of those parents? Are you really one of those?
You got
to
be
one I'm playing with.
I don't need y'all to quit talking to the kids like that because, yeah, y'all be carried away for real.
Well, if your little ass don't know how to play, you shouldn't be playing.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, you're in a... Now.
Have you heard some of the things these kids say? For real.
I have.
Yeah, make you say, oh, wow.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Oh, my God.
Fucking children say the darndest things, for real.
Yeah, them little motherfuckers, they be wild online, man. They be talking cash shit. What a bad motherfucker.
Yeah. Even the black kids been turned into little Billy. Mom, fuck it.
Dude, what? What? Hey, I don't know no black kids to do that.
Shit.
I don't see myself cussing at my mama.
Yeah, no, but today in 2016, man, say their mama was a crackhead and she recovered. She's still a crackhead today. Bitch, we didn't have shit when we was coming up. Smoked up every goddamn Cheerio in the house. He is old grudges, man.
Hey.
Oh shit.
My son got so damn mad. I said my son got so damn mad at playing his damn Madden game. He fucked around and broke his damn TV throwing the controller at it. I said, well, motherfucker, you gonna buy another one?
It's a lot of grass out here.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yeah, I said, yeah, how in the hell you get that mad you bust your own fucking TV up throwing a controller at? That's about a bitch.
Well, I've broken a few controllers in my day, but I ain't never threw it at the goddamn TV. I always threw the motherfuckers
TV
on the floor.
Fuck that, yeah, you know?
Break my own TV.
and that motherfucker went 6 months until he could buy his own.
Shit, we was coming up. We had only two TVs, one for the sound and one for the picture. This is a fucking ugly.
Yeah, you got that right.
Hey, you know what?
I remember that.
Sir.
Who went to their grandmama house, saw that big ass floor model TV with that little bitty ass TV sitting on top of it?
Right.
The floor
model
don't work.
Everybody
the floor model is
that.
The sound, and the little TV is the picture.
That shit crazy as hell.
Everybody huddled up in front of this motherfucker.
With the aluminum foil on the antenna.
Yeah.
Or you
being the antenna. What's going on down there, y'all? Motherfuckers taking turns holding their chest.
Exactly.
Who was the remote control?
because I was a remote control. Turn the TV.
I would too. Shit.
I know.
Your
I would.
Mama call you, wake you up out your sleep. Hey, come here. Put on channel 5. What?
Yeah. Yeah. You be across the street on that fucking play.
I'm a remote control, a butler, motherfucking foot shaver, whatever she needed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you standing right next to the goddamn TV, changing your goddamn
shit. Exactly. The only thing I wouldn't do, the only thing I would never do for grandma was clean some damn chitlins.
I hate chitlins.
About to throw up in
that, I can't do that yet.
Little chitlins.
Chitlins.
Reminiscing.
How can you love something that smell like that? Smell like the fucking alley.
Oh, yeah. It tastes good.
Smell like a dead motherfucker in the alley and you cleaning it.
Somebody,
it's going to be delicious.
It is.
With some hot sauce.
Yeah, you got to blind the smell. Got to burn your nostril hairs out and shit to eat it.
I've seen some online the other day that was deep fried. I have never ever seen anything like it. But
them
were
pork rinds.
I've never had them.
No,
I've never
they weren't
had them
pork
deep
rinds, but they looked as good as hey. No, they looked quite scrumptious.
I've never had them deep fried.
Me neither. I was like, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They looked like little chicken tenders on the plate.
Hell no.
Y'all talking about the hell, but if you eat pork, you eating some part of it, so it don't
yeah,
even matter.
Yeah, the pork chop. The spare rib.
Yeah.
Not the motherfucking,
yeah.
Not the ass. I don't.
Why eat pork butt? No, pork butt.
But you eat human ass, though. See, I don't understand.
Ooh,
human ass. I'm just saying.
God's a grill. Shots fired.
I ain't never seen
y'all some
like
nasty motherfuckers, too.
We're not even gonna have this conversation tonight. Just know that y'all do it. Moving on.
Milk mustache having ass women. God, milk.
How many times we tell you? We lick pussy, not eat ass.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And how many times I tell y'all we don't believe that shit?
She the one that chewed her ass up in the air.
That's right.
Yeah.
You gonna lick it whether you like it or not.
So dirty.
You wanna put your dick in my nose.
Uh-huh.
Blindfold your ass and handcuff you to the bed, and you're going to say, sit on your face, and she going to sit the opposite part on there. A little too late then.
She going to wear that with a plug out of her ass.
You handcuffed.
Oh, well, okay. When you let
she
me gonna go,
wait,
you
hey, she going to go shit and need a couple stitches.
Oh, y'all are useless.
Oh,
I'm
let
motherfucker
on my mouth. I'm biting your ass. Fuck that. You gonna remember
like
that I don't eat ass.
I mean, I'm just
every
saying.
Every time she think
like
about
that.
It, every time she think about it while we're in the bed, she go, oh, yeah, he don't eat ass. You gonna have to choose to get that ass ate.
Oh, no.
Well, you know
anyway.
What they say. What,
I believe,
what
I
one man won't do, another one will.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go to the next brother who do that shit. Eat your ass like R. Kelly did to that little girl. Let him go on ahead.
That nigga was a cannibal.
That nigga was eating that girl's ass like shit. It was some damn a Whopper with cheese.
Yeah, some hot sauce and shit by the bed. Delicious.
Yeah, I think the same thing too.
There ain't nobody handcuff me, put their ass in my mouth. Okay. You gonna be mad after your coffee in the morning.
No.
I can't keep having this conversation with y'all. I mean, just like for real, y'all just gotta just let it go. Y'all did it.
Who did it? I ain't never done it.
So, right. Here's the question. Since you like your ass, eight, so we know
well,
not to share a cigarette with you.
I would appreciate that. You did not put it in.
You've been eating some ass somewhere.
You know what? I would appreciate that. My daddy told me a long time ago to tell people you don't buy your own cigarettes, so I can't get none out.
Because it's ass on it.
That's my ass. I mean, I don't think I've ever, you know, really did
you don't
that.
Think?
But yeah, I don't think I did that.
You
I
don't
mean,
think
you know.
You've ever eaten some ass?
Yeah,
question of the day for you, little buddy. You
don't
think you've ever eaten some ass?
I don't think I've done that. That's what I said.
Now
I
we know
it.
You have. You didn't eat some ass and forget.
I ain't the first to admit this shit. I've done it.
You didn't eat.
Well, see, I've done it.
You ate
some
ass.
I'm going to do it again. As soon as
I
have the
ooh, me first.
I got my head up. Before fall time, I got my head up before fall time. Shit.
She's going to come in the room, this is going to be asses bent over like a motherfucker.
Sure enough.
You're going to
forget
it. You want to start first, you go.
Hey, what's the, hey, it's going to be that motherfucker Old Spice spray smell in the room. Old face going to smell like Old Spice.
Yeah.
I guess
Old Spice smell, Assopolis. Ass
off.
I love this show. God dig it.
I mean, I'm just saying, for some men who just don't want to do it, they are first ones to raise their hand to hop
get
their done the first time.
Man, I ain't raised my hand for that shit.
And you ain't got to raise no hand because you bent over already.
That's okay. You know.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you straight up. The only donuts I'm trying to eat as long as you can have your donut. I know what came out of that shit. Corn.
I got both my hands raised. Both my mom's
hands
raised.
Corn
raised.
Off the stove.
My motherfucking feet.
You said you got both your arms raised.
Both of them raised. Goddamn right.
I'm right on Cedar Point.
He on that downhill slope when he finna go skiing, bend over.
Is there Janine, is there a certain position for that, or you know, it just kinda happens in the midst of fun?
You know, it's not. It's just when I'm in the mood. And, of course, I don't just do that to everybody. But, you know, somebody's
wow.
Special. And, you know, I could be massaging him. He's laid out on his stomach. I usually like to do it that way. Therefore, he don't know it's coming. You know,
yeah.
I do the whole massaging. You know, I massage his back. You know, get him relaxed. So that's when it's the best. When they relax.
What you gonna do when you come home and y'all wearing the same shoes? You don't know it's coming.
You as petty as shit.
That's not gonna happen. But yeah,
okay.
I just said there, you know, you get to kissing and licking and stuff and you just go down there.
Oh, okay. You keep watching.
He ain't gonna stop me. But they act like they will, but they not.
I haven't had no ass ate. I haven't eaten no ass. Ate a lot of pussy. But, I mean, if that's what you do, you do it. I just feel like if y'all are two closets wind up being the same size, you done that shit. That's what I keep
saying. It's just another part of sexual pleasure. That's all it is.
Well,
I just can't see it.
You can't see it. Oh, you need proof.
I can't see it. I can't see myself doing it.
That motherfucker handcuffed you to the bed, playing with your motherfucking starfish. Yeah, that's some prison shit. Fuck that. I'm in the motherfucking bed saying, "Uncle, uncle, I'm cool. I don't play that." Goddamn handcuffs off me, motherfucker.
See, that's why I'm not letting no motherfucker handcuff me. Fuck
oh,
that.
My goodness.
I got to be free.
Hell
I mean,
yeah.
What you gonna do if she do it? Okay, what are you gonna do?
What
tell
you
her to cut it out. She need to cut it. Cause I know I've been kissing this motherfucker. She probably been eating ass since the age of 12. Fuck that.
Really?
Hey, you never know, man.
That's probably where it started off nowadays. These motherfuckers
yeah.
start early.
Well, you
I
know
mean,
this something new. You know this something new for our age group. This ain't we weren't doing this back when we were young. So you can't
I know,
think
I
mean, that about.
When I was young, you couldn't give me. You couldn't give me that admit I ate pussy till I was about 40.
Damn.
I was eating pussy at 4.
I wasn't admitting that shit really? Though. You didn't admit it.
No.
Wait a minute. At 4?
You get some free. Yeah. You get some French benefits. You get them. You get cockies and shit. You eat good pussy.
Oh my goodness.
But you didn't admit it.
No, not until.
She could go around telling everybody in the motherfucker hood, yeah, he ain't my first. No, I didn't.
That's why you gotta get the fair exchange. You gotta get the fair exchange. As a teenager, shit, I fucked with older women, man, when I was a young dude, man. I ain't fucked with nobody my age. My sisters, I was the only boy. My sister had fucking girlfriends come over spend the night, just taking me down. And I was eating pussy. Licking right
yeah.
here. Don't stop.
Eating it well.
Hell yeah. They would bring me gym shoes and shit.
He's taking yeah. numbers. He's taking
well,
numbers.
But, motherfucker, hey, you 14, a motherfucker suck your dick and drink the nut. You think you a grown ass man? God damn!
No man,
he was a young gigolo.
Okay,
I was a young motherfucker that didn't know what he had going on, but I was having fun.
Yeah, shit. 14, shit. Yeah, real good, shit.
Hell
yeah. We were still trying to play hide and go get it. You know what I'm saying?
When I first fucked the chick my age, that mark was in love. She,
mm-hmm.
I took her to the grown man school because them bitches was teaching me. He looked at me like, damn, he ate my pussy? God damn. Hell yeah. These guys, please, man.
What is that noise?
I'm Gigolo. Quiet on the set.
Right.
Quiet on the set.
Right. All right, y'all. We went over again. So y'all know they usually cut us off. They cut us off early as hell. What was that, last week?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you up, man?
Yep.
All right, take us out.
Let's pimp. And last words.
See y'all next week, pimping.
Yeah, it was a good night, and see y'all next week.
Later, y'all.
The life. All right, Dave. The life.
Good night. Nice chatting.
Molly Ma.
All right, another good show. Y'all have a good weekend, and hopefully I get to see some of them beautiful asses on the site this weekend. Make me smile.
Oh my goodness.
You know?
Yeah, we know, Marley, we know.
Yeah.
All right, Janaine, it's all you.
Hi, it was a good show. Good talking with everybody. Don't just be leaning over when your wife or woman come in the door. Talk about, baby, what's this? Can you see something? Trying to get her to lick your ass. Just ask her. She might do it for you.
Shit, I can't even get a threesome.
You can't. Maybe you need to start slow. Start with small things. Work your way up to a threesome.
Yeah, okay. I think she'd been
all
on
right.
The show and said that shit wasn't going to happen.
All
right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. CityRadioShow.com, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Peace, love, and hair grease. God bless and good night. Sleep tight. Everybody be safe.